You're listening to Amar V'Chazaru, Tanya Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, and we're going to catch up from Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, which is this past Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're going to be doing Lamed Ches Amud Beis and Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So starting at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, just two lines from the bottom. So we are quoting the Mishnah from a couple of blad ago, Chalas Toda Urkike Nos V'Chule, that we mentioned that the challah, that like the loaves, the matzah loaves of a carbon toda, and the rakikim, the wafer loaves of a nazir, whether or not they're allowed to be used for matzah, right? It's meaning if somebody made these matzos for the carbon toda or for the rakike nazir, are you allowed to use them for matzah? So the answer is that if he was planning on using it, the Mishnah says, for using it for personal use, he cannot use those for his mitzvah of matzah. However, he's planning on selling them in the shuk, in the marketplace, as matzos for a carbon toda or for a nazir, so then he would be allowed to use those for his mitzvah matzah on Pesach. So now wants to know, minahani mili, where do we know this from? Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Damar Krak, because the pasuk says, Ushmartem esa matzos, you shall guard the matzos, you shall watch the matzos. So this means, matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. Yotza says, right, that matzah has to be guarded, meaning they have to have a shmira that it's a shem matzah, right? Rashi says, "Kol shimur sha'ata mishamra shalot tachmitz hiskavin l'shem matzah shamitzah." That every guarding that you guard it, that it shouldn't become chametz, it should be for the intention of doing it l'shem matzah shamitzah. So basically, the matzos have to be made lishma, l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. And if it was made with a different intention, for example, specifically made for Karban Toda or for Nazir, but not for the Matzah of Pesach, then so Yatzah says Zu, this comes to exclude Zu, She'ena Mishtemeres L'Shem Matzah, El L'Shum Zevach. Right, it comes to exclude Matzah that wasn't made for the Mitzvah of Matzah of Pesach, but rather just for some Karban. So that's where Rab learns it from, Mushmartim Esamatzos. Rav Yosef gives a different source. Rav Yosef Amar, or as it says, Amar Kro, the pasuk says, Shivas Yama Matzos Tochelu, that it says, you shall eat matzos for 7 days. So, Matzos Hanechelos to Shivas Yamim, meaning the matzah that you use has to be the matzah that's eaten for, that the type of matzah that's eaten for 7 days. Yetzes Azu Shein Hanechelos to Shivas Yamim, El Yom Belaila. To the exclusion of matzah that has to be eaten in day and a night. So when you make matzah for a karban toda or for a nazir, but I think it's referring to the particular for the toda over here, that matzah has to be eaten in a day and a night. That's not matzah of 7 day matzah. That's not matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. It has to be eaten within a day and a night. Therefore, that can't be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Rather, the matzah that we eat on Pesach has to be matzah that could be eaten for the next 7 days. So we have those two sources, and we have a brisa that supports yeast. Tanya kavasi de Rabba, v'tanya kavasi de Rav Yosef. Tanya kavasi de Rabba, what's the brisa that supports Rabba? Yachol yedatzei dechavasu b'chalas todor kike nazir. You might think you could use one of those for the mitzvah of matzah. Tama lo moru shmartem esam matzos matzah mishtemeres l'shem matzah yatzazu sheinu mishtemeres l'shem matzah el shum zevach. Exactly as we quoted above. Tanya kavasi de Rav Yosef, and similar, we have a brisa in accordance with Rav Yosef. Yachol yedatzei adam yedechavasu b'chalas todor kike nazir. You might think a matzah that someone could use those for his mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Tamalomar shivas yama matzos tochlu matza necheles l'shiva yetzazuzhen necheles l'shiva el liom v'layla. Verbatim what we quoted above. V'tepok leim ilechem oni. So now the Gemara says, hold on. Why do Rabba and Rav Yosef have to bring those sources? Let's just learn it from lechem oni. Meaning, mi shenecha ba'aninus. Right, so we're learning it the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned it now, that it says oni, but read it as the lashon of not like oni with an ayin, but oni with an aleph, like aninus, in grief, in mourning. That mi shenechal ba'aninus, yatzazeh she'ino nechal ba'aninus, ela besimcha, which is to the exclusion, that I'm saying over here, that matzah is called lechem oni, and therefore matzah has the possibility of being eaten in grief, in aninus, in sadness. But a karban toda has to be eaten besimcha. So perhaps we can learn from here that the fact that it's called lechem oni, that matzah has to have the ability of being eaten in sadness, shows that it can't be, you can't use matzos of a karban todah. Of course you can't, right? If you have karban todah loaves, that can't be used for matzah. It has to be eaten besimcha. So why didn't Rabbi and Rav Yosef just say this one? They quote their own psukim, but this is something that we've already seen before. So Savarla Krabi Akiva. So anyway, so the authors of these brisos, actually, it's not Rabbi and Rav Yosef, it's really these brisos. The author of the brisos must hold like Rabbi Akiva. Damar Ani Ksiv, that read it as said that, right, Rabbi Akiva said earlier, it's Ani. It's not Oni. We read it with an ayin. It's Ani, and it teaches us other things. Teaches us about ruling against matzah shira, and the vav is or the vav sound of oni is onim alav devarim harbe, but he doesn't learn aninos, and therefore according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to eat matzah that it doesn't come to exclude the possibility of eating matzah in grief or in happiness. Okay, so v'tepukle dahavale matzah shira. Well, here's a different reason to exclude it, right? That we said, again, we gave two different sources for why you can't use the loaves of a nazir or of a karban todah for the mitzvah of matzah. Well, maybe because it's matzah ashira, because there's oil mixed in. There's oil mixed into the matzos of the nazir and of a karban todah. So and that's matzah ashira. So of course you're not yotzei. Just say that answer. So Amar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Revius he umischalekes he lakama chalos. He says, hold on, no, that's not matzah shira. It's only a revius of oil that's divided among many chalos. That's not called matzah shira. It's so little oil that would not be a reason to exclude the possibility of using loaves of a nazir or a karban todah for the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, but typically de'ena ne'echalos b'chol moshavos. Well, maybe you can learn that from the fact that we said earlier in the previous a few blot that the b'chol moshav seichem matzah has to be have the possibility of being eaten basically anywhere. But these karbanos, right, of the karban todah and of the nazir, that can't be eaten just anywhere. So that should be the reason to exclude it. From the fact that the authors of these two brisos, right, the one that supported Rav Yosef, one that supported Rabba, but again they're Tanayim because they're brisos, they must. So Reish Lakish says they must hold that Chalos Satoda and Rakike Nazir can be eaten in Nov and in Givon, other cities in Eretz Yisrael, which had a bama gedola, temporary public bama that at some point in Jewish history was mutter to use. Even though it's not Yerushalayim, they're allowed to be eaten there, b'chol moshav seichem, and therefore this is not a violation of b'chol moshav seichem, and that's not the reason you can't use karban. Of a nazir or a karban todah loaves for matzah. That's not the reason. Rather, it's one of the two reasons we said earlier. Okay, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Loi said, "Shaltis Rabbi Eliezer Mahu sheyetze adam b'chalos todah rukike nazir." I asked Rabbi Eliezer, "If you're allowed to use chalos todah and rukike nazir for matzah?" Amar Li, he said, "Lo shemati. I haven't heard it." Right, again, this is presumably before our Mishnah was recorded, because this is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eloi, and our Mishnah was recorded a little bit after that. Bossi v'shalti lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, so I asked the colleague Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Yeshua, Amar li, he said, Hari amru chalos todah rukike nazir shazan la'atzmo, in adam yotze behen limchor bashuk. Basically, as our Mishnah says, if you have chalos todah rukike nazir, that he made them for himself. Sorry, I read it incorrectly. He made it for himself. You're not allowed to use them for matzah. Limkor bashuk, but if he made them not for himself, for his own karbanos, for his own karban, for a karban tod, or his own nazir. But he made them to sell in the shuk to then be used. You know, so says anybody who needs a matzah for karban tod or kike nazir, come here, I'll sell them to you. If you made them for that purpose, yotze behen, you yotze with them. So kishabasi varatzisi devarim lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. So then when I, says Rabbi Eli, went back to Rabbi Eliezer and I told him this, Amar Li, he said, bris, by the bris, by the holy covenant, hein hein advarim shenemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. This is what was said to Moshe and Har Sinai. I mean, yes, it's very clear, that's totally true. Ikadamri, they're those learned differently. Bris, by the holy covenant, hein hein advarim shenemru lo Moshe b'Sinai, v'lo tam abaya. By the holy covenant, are these words that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai that you don't need, that you don't, it doesn't require an explanation, a reason? Meaning, what's the reason that you're being mechalik, that this, right, Rabbi Yeshua says this teaching, and he's mechalik between loaves that you made for your own karban toda and your own rikike nazir, and loaves that you sell in the shuk to be used for those purposes as well. And yet Rabbi Yeshua is mechalik between them. So the first version is that the halach Moshe Sinai, it's so true. And the second understanding is this a halach Moshe Sinai that you didn't give an explanation? So then the Gemara says, what's the reason? Rabbi said that the reason is kol l'shuk, anything that he brings out to sell in the shuk, imluche mimlich, he like goes back in his mind and like, you know, change, thinks about it, and Amar, he says, Mizdabin, if I'm able to sell them, if I have, today's a successful business day, then great, they're sold. Mizdabin, Epok Buhu Ana, I'm gonna be yotze them with them myself. So basically, when he makes these matzos, I guess around Pesach time, he's thinking, I'm gonna try to sell them. Whatever I'm not able to sell, I'm gonna use for myself. So that's not the same as, I am using this for my karban toda, or for my rikike nazir. This is it has the potential of being used for matzah from the beginning, and that's acceptable. Okay, that's Lama Chesem at Beis. Let's check over to the next daf, Lama Chesem at Aleph. Masnisan, brand new Mishnah. Interesting discussion about Maror. Ve'elo yiroko sha'adam yotze b'hen yidei chavosu b'pesach. These are the vegetables that a person's allowed to use for his chiyuv of Maror on Pesach. And what are they? Bechazeres, betamcha, ubacharchavina, ubaolshin, ubamaror. So these are the five different types of things you can use for maror. One of them is actually called maror. Yotzin, behenye, bein lachin, bein yevashin. You can use them whether they are wet or even dry. Avalo kvushin, but not if they are pickled, velo shalukin, shalukin, velo mivushalin, and not if they are like very intensely cooked, like boiled into a stew or something like or stewed. I don't know how exactly to say it, but it's like really mushy, or it's b'shut mevushalin cooked. Umetzdarfin l'kazayas, and sounds like these different types of maror can combine into a kazayas. You can like get half a chazeras and half a tamcha. That would work. V'yotzin. V'yotzin v'kelach shalhen, and you're yotzin with the stalk of them. Ubedemai. And similar to what we said regarding the matzah, you can be yotze with demai, probably for the explanation we gave previously for matzah, that you person can forfeit his, he can be mafker his possessions and become poor, and he can have demai. Meiser rishon, that the truma was taken off of, and meiser sheni, and hektish that was redeemed. The meiser sheni was redeemed, or hektish was redeemed. Okay. Rashi mentions why some things might be off the list. Take a look over there. He says, not with Tevel. Okay. Or he says why Tevel might be associated, and that even there's even if mice, like for vegetables, mice is only Durabanan, but it's still Mitzvah Babi Avera. Okay. Let's go into the Gemara. Chazeres. So Chazeres, what is that? Chasa. That is Chasa. Right? So the Chazeres is the term that they used in Eretz Yisrael, when the Mishnah was written, and then by the times of the Gemara, the term that was used is chasa, which is lettuce. Right? Commonly, this is romaine lettuce, or at least commonly used is romaine lettuce. But chasa is the Aramaic of chazeres. Olshin is hindivi. Sounds like endives. Hindivi, endives. Tamcha. So what's Tamcha? Amarava Vavarchana Tamachtashma. It's called Tamachta. Okay? It's Meruvia, says Rashi. So again, it's hard because we have this a word in some ancient Hebrew, in ancient Mishnaic Hebrew, and then the Gemara has an Aramaic translation, and then Rashi translates it into modern, or to Old French. So it's hard for us to try to figure out exactly what these are. Anyway, Tamcha, Tamachta, is the one that seems to be understood as horseradish. So in the order of our Mishnah, the first thing mentioned is Chazeres, and then it's Tamcha. For some reason, the Gemara switches the order over here and puts Olshin earlier. But this is the one that we consider horseradish. Charchavina, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Atzavasa de Dikla. Some sort of Rashi seems to explain, some sort of like a string-like substance within date palms, palm trees, uba maror, and the thing that was called maror in the times of the Mishnah, marirta, in the times of the Gemara, and the location of the Gemara in Bavel, it was called marirta. Tani bar kapara elo yirakos, and we have a brisa quoted by bar kapara, elo yirakos sha'adam yotze behen yidei chavos v'pesach, be'olshin, which is on our other list, uba tamcha, uba charchalin, that's a new one, v'charchavinin, that's just plural of one of the things mentioned in our Mishnah, v'chazarin, that's also plural of chazares. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ol she soda, and so some change in girsa to Rabbi Yehuda over here, because it seems to be a brisa. I mean, unless it's a teaching of Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara was a Talmud and Talmud Chaver of Rabbi. Nasi, so he's a little on like the border of Tanayim and Amorayim, and there are some brisos that he teaches or teaches in. So it's unclear. Rav Yehuda is a relatively early Amora. He is a Talmud of Rav and definitely Shmuel. So also not so far off, but some do changes to Rav Yehuda. Anyway, Omer, he says, Af Olshe Sadeva Olshe Gina. Also, olshin of the field and olshin of the garden, v'chazeres and lettuce. So olshegina v'chazeres hatana la reisha. Those are already mentioned, right? We have Rabbi Yehuda introducing a new opinion, but it's things that are already on the first list. So hachiyam, this is what it's saying: af olshe sada ke olshegina. Just in case you're afraid of, you want to be mechalek between different types of olshin, field olshin and garden olshin. So he's saying it's the same. V'chazeres, and the same by Chazeres. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir again, Atan over here. So it looks like the whole thing would be Brisa. Af Asvas, Vetura, Umar, Yeroar. So also Asvas and Tura and Mar, Yeroar. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Asvas, Vetura, Echad Hu. He says Asvas and Tura are the same thing. And also he says, Umar, Zehu, Yeroar, and Mar, is Yeroar. It's two different names for something. Tani de Bei Shmuel. The Bei Shmuel taught a brisa. Eli Yerokos Adam Yosef Vahen Yidei Chavosu B'Pesach B'Chazeres B'Olshin U'B'Tamcha U'B'Charvinan U'B'Charginin. That's also a new one. U'B'Hadrofnin U'B'Hadrofnin. Sorry. That's also a new one. Rabbi Huda Omer Af Chazeres Yolin. Also Chazeres Yolin B'Chazeres Galin and Chazeres Galin. So what are these Chazeres Yolin and Galin? So if you take a look, so Rashi says Galin Shem Levayhu. It's some sort of a specification, like a thing that's attached to its name. So those are just different types of Chazeres. So whether it's Yolin or Galin, Kiyotz Ben, you can use those. Rabbi Ela Omer, Rabbi Ela says Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Af Ar Kabalim, Ar Kabalim also. You can also use those. What is it? Atzvasa dechai. I'm looking at Rashi. Some sort of also atzvasa dechai zayasa who siv gadol va'avu min la'atzmahu. It's like some sort of thick ivy-like thing, says Rashi. That could be used. Okay. So he says. So anyway, Rabbi Lo says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that also arkabalim could be used. Then he says v'chazarti al kol tamidavu bikashti lichaver v'lo matzasi. And then he said. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, I went all around. I was looking around to try to find somebody, one of the talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, who can also confirm what I believe I heard the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Chizabasi Livnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hodil Divarai. And when I finally found Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he confirmed, and he said, yeah, you're right, Rabbi Eliezer did say it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol She'esh Lo Saraf. Rabbi Yehuda says anything that has in it Saraf, which is, typically means a sap. Rashi is over here, Shekesh HaSochtin, Osoba Makom Chitucho. When you squeeze it in the place that it was cut off, Yotzim Menu Saraf Lavan Kechala Vekorin Laiton. Right, and so some sort of like white substance comes out of it. Okay, so anything that has seraph, this motor has to have like some sort of seraph, some sort of white sap. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer Kol Shevnei Machsifin Acher Shema Machsifin. Anything that's face is machsifin, which typically means like embarrassed. Rashi says Eino Yarok Yarok Maod Kikarti Ela Paldash. It's not as green as a leek. Rather, it's like more pale. So right, that's why it's called. Its face is like embarrassed. It's like paled. Achirim omrim. Achirim say kol yerek mar yesh lo saraf upanav maksifin. A combination of the previous two things, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, that any yerek mar, any yerek that bitter vegetable that has saraf and panav and it's pale, has sap, can be used for mar. Am Rabbi Yochanan medivrei kulan. From all of them, we learn. So from all their words, nilmad yarek mar yesh lo saraf upanav maksifin, that a bitter vegetable has sap and is pale. Amar Rav Huna halacha ke'acherim. Rav Huna says halacha is like the acherim, that you need both of these things. Ravina ashkecheder of acha bered rava havdava mahadar amarirta. So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, was spotted by Ravina looking for marirta, which is the fifth maror mentioned in our Mishnah, right? That's the translation of maror in our Mishnah. Amar Lei, so he's Ravina says, "My datech, what are you thinking? De maririn tfei, that maririn is the best thing to get, and why would you think so? I would think so because it's called marirta, it's called maror. The Torah says maror, and this is called maror. So that's maybe that's why he was looking for it. But then he argues v'hachazeres nan." But the Mishnah says chazeres, meaning it first lists chazeres. V'tana de Beishmuel chazeres. And also the Tana de Beishmuel lists chazeres first. V'amar Rav Oshaya, and Rav Oshaya says mitzvah b'chazeres. He specifies the mitzvah is with chazeres, meaning the best thing to use is chazeres, is the lettuce. And why would that be? And we're going to have two explanations over here. I don't know if they're mutually exclusive, but Amar Rav, Rav says, my chazeres chasa. What is chazeres? It's chasa, that's what the Gemara said. My chasa, and what's chasa? De chas rachmana ilavan. The Hashem had mercy. The chas, chus, or pity. Hashem had pity or mercy on us. So we eat, so it's best to eat chazeres, because chazeres is chasa. It's like a lashon of mercy. It's kind of sounds like the Rosh Hashanah simanim almost over here. Right. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Lamanim shel mitzrim kimaror. Why are the mitzrim are compared to maror? And Rashi says over here, right, because the pasuk says, "Vayimaru es chayehem," they embittered our lives. So lo mart loch to teach you, ma maror zeshe techilasu rach v'sofo kosha. Just like maror, that its beginning is soft and then in the end it gets hard. Right, first it's soft and then the plant gets hard quickly. Af mitzrim techilasu rach v'sofo kosha. So too, the mitzrim first were very soft with us. Rashi says they even paid us for our work, and then they were very harsh with us and we were completely enslaved and didn't even get paid anymore. Amar Leh, he said, Hadribi, he says, I retract my efforts to find Marirta. You have convinced me. You brought three proofs that from you know Mishnayos and Brysos that it's Chazeres is preferred, and then two explanations for it, one in the name Chasa and one in the way the plant grows, and therefore I accept. Amar Leh Rav Rechumi L'Abaye. Rav Rechumi says to Abaye, "Mimai dehai maror min yeraku." How do we know that maror has to be a vegetable? Right? The pasuk just says matzah marorim, something bitter. How do you know if it's a vegetable? Ema marirta de kufya. Maybe it's marirta de kufya. Rashi says maror shall dug shishmokin. It's a kufya type of fish that's bitter, I guess. So the so Abaye responds. Dunya de matzah, right? The pasuk says matzah umarorim, so there's some sort of hekesh between matzah and maror, and therefore there's a certain quality by matzah that has to be by maror as well. Ma matzah geduli karka, af maror geduli karka. So matzah grows from the ground, right? Because it comes from wheat, or or barley or rye or oat or spelt, because when it fought from grains, so too maras to grow from grains, it can't be a fish. Vema hirduf, so maybe it could be hirduf, which Rashi says is actually the tree that Moshe used in Mara for the bitter waters, and it's a bitter type of tree. So again, Abai responds, "Dumi de matzah has to be like matzah. Matzah min zerayim. Af mara min zerayim. It has to be like a type of like something that comes from seeds, like vegetables, not like a tree." Ve'ema harzifu. Well, maybe what about harzifu? Why can't you use that? So Rashi says it's min zera v'sam hamavas behemahu. It's a type of plant, and it's like some sort of poison for animals. It's like animal poison. I don't know what it does to humans. Maybe it's poisonous to humans as well, and people just use it for animals to kill animals, like a pesticide. I'm not sure. I guess not, because there's no way there's a havmini you'd use poison for matzah, for maror. But anyway, dumi to matzah has to be similar to matzah. Matzah shenikachas bekesef meiser, af mar shenikach bekesef meiser. Matzah has this is the possibility of being collected with meiser sheni, at least according to, right? I don't think that's according to Rabbi Yisrael, but at least according to Rabbi Akiva. You could be able to use meiser sheni money for matzah. So too for maror as well. And if it's going to be this harzifu stuff, you can't. That's not considered food that you'd be able to use meiser sheni money on it, and therefore you can't use it for maror. Amar li Rav bar Rav Chanan Labaye, ema maror chad. Right, I would say maybe I would say that there's only one type of maror you should use. You don't have different options. Like, there's really only one maror that you're supposed to use. Now, don't give me like you know you can use lettuce, you can use horseradish, you can use olshin. Just a no. So right, maror chad. So marorim ksiv. He responds, no. The pasuk says marorim. There are marors. So there are different types of different options. Vema marorim shrei. So I would say that marorim is right plural without any specification. So we assume two. So by response again, dumi de matzah has to be like matzah. Ma matzah min in harbe, af mar min in harbe. Just like there are five different grains that we could use to make matzah. So there are actually five different options, at least in our Mishnah, but it means many options, right? He just says many options. I'm going to add the five here, right? But there are many options for maror as well, not just two, as Marorim might seem to imply. Amarav Ravuna, Amarav Yerakos, Shamru Chacham, Sha'adam Yotze Ben Yidei Chavasu Pesach, Kulin Yisra'en Baruga Achas. So Rav Ravuna says in the name of Rav that vegetables that the Chacham mentioned that can be used for Maror on Pesach, so all of them can be planted in one row. So it sounds like Mamiru is this to say Delis Bahu Mishum Kiloyim, that there's no issue of Kiloyim, that basically all different types of things that could be used for maror are considered one species regarding kilayim, and it's not a problem to plant them in the same row as each other. So maybe is that what it's saying? Well, it can't be. Masiv Rava. Rava challenges that from Bryce. So chazeres v'chazeres galin, olshin v'olshay sade, krishin v'krishay sade, kusbar v'kusbar sade, chadar v'chadar mitzri, udalas mitzri v'ramutza, einam kilayim. We have a Mishnah on kilayim that says that if you have chazeres and chazeres galin, two different types of chazeres, or olshin and olshin sad, right? Or olshin of the field, and krishin and kusbar, which is the coriander seed, and coriander of the field, and different types of mustard, Egyptian mustard and regular mustard, udolas, amitzri, or ramutza, different types of. So it lists a bunch of pairs of things. It says that these are not kilayim with each other. So kilayim zeh bezeh. So now the Gemara. And first in this, really Rava is challenging. Chazeres v'chazeres galin in. Chazeres and chazeres galin are one category, and they can be planted together. Chazeres v'olshin, lo. But the other things on the list, no. Right, so you can't tell me that different types of maror are not counted as kilayim with each other, because chazeres and olshin are mentioned separately on this list, in kilayim. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Kuluhu bahadadi kitani, that all of them were actually taught together, meaning that read this Mishnah Kilayim as saying that it's all one big category, all of these things together can. V'amar Rav, but Rav has said, commenting on this Mishnah, zugos zugos kitani, that it's teaching it in pairs, meaning that don't think that this Mishnah is saying Chazeres and Chazeres Galen and Olshin and Olshin Sada and Krishin and Krishin Sada and all these things can be planted together. No. Rav taught us elsewhere that this Mishnah Nikilayim is specifically in pairs. That Chazeres and Chazeres Galen can be planted together. And Olshin and Olshin Sada can be planted together. But that, they're all, like, they can all be planted together. Therefore, when Rav said in the previous statement, quoted by Rav Bar Rahuna, that all the different types of maror do not count as kilayim with each, do not count as kilayim with each other. Or sorry, it can all be planted in one aruga. So it can't mean that there's no kilayim with them. So what does it mean? So my nizrayin da amar rav. So what's the that rav said they can be planted together in one row? What is it? What does it mean? Nizrayin kehil chasan. That means they can be planted in accordance with halacha, meaning not that they can all be planted together, but you can plant them in one row as long as you follow certain procedures appropriately that are required for them. And then I think we'll end with this. No, we'll take it to the next amud quickly. Okay, so kehilchasan tanina, but in accordance with halacha, that was already taught in the Mishnah. Now we turn over to Lama Tesamid Beis, just this last bit. Aruga, right, and here's where it was taught. Aruga shehi shishal shisha tvachim zorin besocha chamisha zironin. If you have a row, which is 6x6 tvachim, so you can plant within it five different types of seeds, arba al arba ruchos, four of these, right, you have five different types of seeds, four in the four corners, and one in the middle. And this we learned back on Pei Dal and Pei Hei in Masechta Shabbos. You have five different types of seeds. It's 6x6 tefachim. You can plant four of them at the four corners and one in the middle. And that's an appropriate way to have these different types of foods in one aruga. And that's what, and then the Gemara is saying over here, that's what Rav meant, that these can be planted together. But the Gemara is challenging it, the Gemara is just challenging that. Hold on, that's already in a Mishnah. Why would Rav have to teach us that? And we will leave it in here on an incredible cliffhanger, how to understand Rav's statement.